down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
They did last weekend.
Yeah.
That was the time that you beat their ass.
Yep. Yep.
Well, we'll get into that.
Caught them in a good time.
And I can tell you, gray hair really stinks about me.
They really suck without you too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the first game.
George was missed dearly.
Apparently, but nobody remembered that he was missing.
Three more weeks without me. It's fine.
Well, it's really sad, honestly.
We're gonna be here this week.
He's not gonna be playing.
Both of my teams have buys.
He's still gonna be there.
I thought you have surgery or whatever.
Surgery next 30th. I'm supposed to be in Cali right now.
Why are you here? Oh, just the surgery. Yeah.
Supposed to be Cali.
Work was like, you got to go there. And he's like, nah, fuck you. And they're like, all right, fuck you. And then he can't do anything.
Damn. So
now he's going to get a new job, probably.
Well?
Maybe. Probably.
Good things to come.
To the future. And to the past. Because welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. This is the week 5 edition, but it's basically week 6 because, as we were just talking shit about, it's already Wednesday. Sorry for the late start, or actually, like, just late recording. But unfortunately, the Bills had a game on Monday, and a lot of people went to that, including myself. So that takes precedence over talking about our touch football league, I guess, in this scenario.
In this case.
It feels terrible, but I don't mean to downplay it, but, like, come on. And they stomped the shit out of the Titans, so most people are happy, except for B, who's a Jets fan, but he's still happy too, so I guess everybody wins, right? I love it. So welcome, everybody. Jeff Crow isn't here today, but my ride or die Emily is here. Hi, Emily.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
What's going on? You forgot everything. You're not even speaking in your mic after we yelled at these guys.
Breaking news. I have been cleared to play.
Really? Oh, yeah, you don't even have your claw thing on.
I don't know if I'm going to yet, because I'm still doing PT and stuff, so.
You're going to do it.
She's not doing it.
You're going to do it.
In a couple weeks, maybe, but not yet.
You mean when George isn't around?
Yeah, right.
Right, he's playing Watchdog
right now.
That's why he's here right now. I didn't want you to say that publicly. And then our returning guest, Jenna's here. She's been a captain of what, like 2 Breakfast Club teams and talks, right?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Jenna, welcome. Then we have some new fellas here. The very tall man in the corner has a much cooler name than what he goes by. Carlton Coatsworth here, but he goes by CJ for some stupid reason.
How are we doing? It's Carlton.
It is Carlton. And why isn't it just always Carlton?
Carlton has kind of, I've got grown into it, I guess I'd say. CJ has always just been easier go-to, and Carlton's more fitting now.
Like, now that you get older, you're like, yeah, this is kind of cooler.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's fantastic. I love that so much. Like I was telling you off air, though, when we saw you signed up for Breakfast Club, we saw Carlton Coatsworth, and we were just like, this feels like a fake name. We didn't feel like you had a real name.
It did its job, though.
Like, it was either that or he was like a rich butler of some sort.
I think we said that at the draft, too, though, that it was a fake name.
We did, 100%. We still weren't sure, but he is very large and real. I can guarantee you that. How tall are you?
6'8".
Fuck you. That must be nice. This guy's tall. The other one has muscles.
Didn't always appreciate it, but we love it now.
Our very tan, samurai-looking guy over here, whose name nobody can say in the league. He just told me how to say it 4 seconds ago. I already forgot him to say Shbend and be wrong.
Shbend?
Yeah. God,
that's Carlton.
No, it's not, because yours is just like an unfinished word. His is like Carlton. That's amazing. But, your name is incredibly unique, and we say it wrong all the time on the podcast, so now's your time to yell at us for doing that.
No, it's all right. I'll allow it. I'm used to it. Like, my whole life, obviously, it's been mispronounced.
Really? So, oh, yeah, it had to be.
Yeah. The worst was like a substitute teacher coming in after the teacher already nailed it like halfway through the year, and then a sub would come in.
Have you ever met anybody else with your name?
No.
What is it from? Like, it's very unique, obviously. Like,
so I'm Albanian. So
okay.
It's Albanian, yeah.
Really? Does it mean anything cool, like eagle?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, it means like the bird that's on the flag, which like I have like right here.
That's bad. He has sweet tattoos, by the way. Everybody should know this.
So
you got everything going for you. Congratulations. How old are you?
36.
Oh, God, he's young, too. See, when you're this old, 38. Everybody's young. It's fantastic.
Feel it.
Right? It's wrong. All right, so let's just continuing on with you being 36 and stuff. This is your first year in the league, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. First year playing here in Buffalo. I played, like, flag in my hometown, Wellsville, New York.
Wellsville.
Okay.
So I'm used to that. But yeah, this is my first time playing in this league.
So how'd you hear about it? How'd you find out?
So I used to work with Ashley Bauer,
who I play. My best bud.
She's on my Breakfast Club team, and she told me about it. So I was like, oh yeah, you know, definitely sign up. I didn't realize there was like a draft or like anything like that.
No, Breakfast Club is basically for people like you who don't really know people to be on a team yet, but fuck it, I want to play. Right. And you already got picked up on teams, right? So you play for, no pun intended, right?
Oh yeah. So I kind of got lucky because
huge free agent signing for the squad.
I know, right?
Yeah, Kyle, what is
we'll
it?
We'll get into you in a minute.
Kniff, I think.
Yeah, Keele Kniff.
It's Keele Kniff.
It doesn't matter what he's called now because
Kyle.
I hear Jay-Z knocked him out. He's got a big black eye from him. So
his name doesn't matter.
Now that dominance has been asserted over him, Kyle doesn't matter anymore.
But yeah, he was my quarterback for Breakfast Club. And,
yep.
You know, after our first game, he was just like, hey, are you playing on any other teams?
No.
I was like, no, because I don't know anybody.
Nobody knew who the hell you were.
Yeah.
So, it's funny that we thought his name was fake, and we were just like, this guy has to be real.
Right?
I swear to God, this is a real thing. I'm like, no, because nobody would make up that name.
Right. Yeah.
Carlton Coatsworth. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So then, all right, Carlton, where the hell did you come from?
I've known Bobby for a little bit, but Amber actually recruited me from volleyball over at Holidays, asked if I wanted to play football, and I've just been looking for any way to use this tall, gangly frame for athletics, so... Before I lose it completely, which it's starting to happen with my left foot. I'm going to be out this week as well. So.
Oh, God. How old are you?
29.
Oh, yeah. But giants fall apart faster.
That's right. That's right. Gravity's a bitch, man.
It sucks. So many miles on it. I remember that because, yeah, you came in. Like I said, we thought your name was fake. And then Amber's like, no, I know him. And that's why she, like, snagged you for – you're on her Breakfast Club team, right?
That's right. I think she might have let me go for a couple rounds because no one knew who's this Carlton Coatsworth guy.
Now, this happened – now, obviously, you're newer. So, like, this happens every year that we do Breakfast Club that there's just names we don't know. I mean, we don't know everybody, and people get their friends to play. Or, you know, like, I'll post on Facebook, like, hey, do this. And three people will, like, share it, and then we'll get people from that. So – which is like, all right, they're like mystery people. Like, are they going to be good at football? Are they going to be absolutely terrible? And
right.
You get a bit of both, and it's fine, but that's what makes the league fun. And, I mean, are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah. Definitely having fun.
And then you play on a different team too, right?
Yep, no pun intended, and also get swifty in D3. So I kind of dove headfirst into the league.
Just here all the time.
Yep, just sacrificing the body, putting it out there. And
already hurt, already on the podcast.
Yeah, yep, we're figuring it out. Having a good time with it, though.
Well, that's what I like to hear. So then I guess we're going to just get into the games, then. You can talk because you guys had some games this week, right?
Yeah,
so.
I had... four in a row, actually. I missed Breakfast Club trying to give the foot a rest, and then from, I believe, 10 until 1, played four straight.
And now you're giving the foot 2 weeks off.
Yeah, that's right.
So that worked out perfectly.
That's it, yeah.
I love it. So let's get into that. John, why don't you read me the 9 o'clock games, and we'll talk about them.
All right. We had BDSM, who scored 43, against the Messy Jessies, who had 22. Amber Alert 36 against Genocide 32, and Stuff Infection 40 against Special K's 14.
I'll just jump in quick. We played Stuff Infection. We had 40. Newman was slinging it real well. I mean, we played pretty excellently. Special K's got kind of screwed because they were told that all their players were coming, and then they only had 5 to start the game. So
yeah, you guys used one of our guys.
We kept switching people, actually. Yeah. At first, Dave Baker played a series, and then we were taking guys because you had all these extras, so it's like screw
it. Yeah, we had two.
So it was cool of you to, like, loan them a player.
Well, Amber Alert did that with us the first week when all of our girls weren't there, so.
Yeah, sharing is good.
It was like a rotating carousel of girls that first week.
So. You try and pull that bullshit any other time in Breakfast Club, you're going to get screamed at. People are going to set fires and, like, whatever.
Playoffs, but, it's not going to happen.
But this, we're just like, meh, go ahead. No, not a playoffs. Playoffs is different, though. Like, regular season Breakfast Club is meant to be fun for, like I said, people who are new to the league. So, like, oh, okay, this is cool. Everybody's having a blast. So, not so bad. Amber Alert Genocide was a wild one to watch from the sidelines. Captain, you're here. You disappointed everybody by losing. So, what happened?
It was actually a really good game. We did get kind of unlucky on a couple drives. We had a tipped ball that was a touchdown for the other team. That kind of sucked. We did actually come back in the end. We were up, I think, 2 or 4, something like that. John Langley caught a touchdown for us. And then they had 17 seconds left with the ball. And they threw a deep ball to Deke, and he caught it. So that kind of ended the game for us.
So the Chiefs need 13 seconds. Amber Alert needs 17. That's what I took out of that.
Well, yeah. So you went there, so I don't know if you, like, did you have, like, anything said in, like, the team chat about what happened? Do you have any knowledge of the game that you weren't there for?
No, I showed up, heard it was a classic, and we kept our undefeated streak alive.
It was a really good one.
It was a really good game.
But, yeah, Deke told me, Deke came off the field, and he was like, because him and Langley both play on Bullet Club, so at 10 o'clock our game started, and Deke's like, where's Langley? I need to talk a lot of shit to him, because Deke said he had 4 or 5 touchdowns in the game.
He did have a lot of touchdowns.
So that, based on math, he had every single one. So that's just how it works. But yeah, crazy game. That's awesome to hear. But BDSM 43, Messy Jessies, who I know were shorthanded, 22. Sir, you have the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy me some BDSM. on the team. So, like, yeah, Becca played really well. Ashley Bauer, I think, had a pick. You know, the girls play really well on that team. That's why, you know, I like that team a lot. Kyle was slinging it. Raw Dog, I don't know his actual name. So.
Mike Rodden.
Colorado Mike on Breakfast Club, I
Colorado
believe.
Mike is... No, Colorado Mike is a different Mike.
That's a different Mike.
We have multiple Mikes with nicknames.
Okay. Good to know.
But yeah, he was running great routes. So yeah, we got up early. So I think Kyle stepped out and I forget the, you know, another person on our team's name, but he came in and started playing quarterback. So we kind of... eased into that win.
Hey, a win is a win. You guys are doing pretty well. Like, who have you? You've only lost to
Brandon Doss 2 weeks ago. Yeah, or right. Last week.
Because like, you guys are. The Breakfast Club is weird. We're both undefeated, and I think we play this week.
Oh, beautiful.
And you're not playing.
I'll be out. But
and even if you play,
Jeff will be slinging.
I'd step on your fucking foot. you already told me it's a left one, you fool. But and then you guys are in the middle at like I think it's 2-2 or 3-2,
yeah,
and your only losses are to.
Twice.
But I think it's just to like us. So and those games were close. And then John George, this is right. He doesn't have a microphone, but I know that Special K's and Messy Jessies are struggling a little bit more than they would like. And we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
they're having a blast.
Fun team.
They look like they're having so much fun. Believe me. it comes down to everything in Breakfast Club. Who shows up? People aren't there. George is missing all these games. He's part of the problem.
Cat.
So, you don't have a microphone, haha. Let's move on to 10 o'clock.
All right, we have tight ends in motion 38 against Gray Hair Don't Care, who had 8. Buffalo Vice Retro 35 against the Replacements 6. The Dilfs, who had 48 against the Untouchables 46. And Bullet Club 46 against 716 26.
Do you know anything about your gray hair game? No. Emily, do you?
I actually didn't come to the field until 11. Oh, I had a test in the morning.
Did you pass? Oh no!
I think our entire class failed.
Don't blame everyone else. I think it's your fault.
She went over the testing class and she gave us all 3 extra points to try to bump up our grade.
And it still didn't work for you.
I don't know. I actually didn't get my grade back. I'm not confident about it.
Well, I know who my loser of the week is.
That's just all of George's head.
It was very hard.
George, you're doing great here, bud. I really appreciate you for
not
saying anything.
It was about chemo and hematology. So.
Oh, okay. That makes all the difference. You should know this probably.
If you all have any tips on how to pass that, let me know.
Go somewhere else, apparently.
Study.
Nope.
Yeah, study. Read things.
Oh,
maybe
We did, but she gave us all the wrong material. All of us got the test, and we're like,
a lot of blame.
A lot of excuses. None of this is you owning it and just saying you didn't do enough work for it. Like, you just own,
get
it.
Next
own
time.
Your own shit.
Get them next time.
Now I know that I need to study everything under the sun instead of the material she gave us.
Correct. Correct. God, that's terrible to hear. All right, so I don't know what happened with tight ends of motion and gray hair. Jen, did you see any of these games, by the way?
I subbed with the Replacements against Buffalo Vice.
Oh, goodness. Please tell me how that
that's
went.
That's the second week I've subbed with them. They had a doubleheader last week, and then I subbed with them this week. I think they're placed very high in a division. They should probably move down.
What is it with you being on teams that wear orange that are in divisions too high?
I know. It's almost really convenient, though. It's really, really convenient.
It's funny.
But honestly, like, they're not bad. Like, they're a really cool team to play with, but they don't call really many plays, so they're very unorganized, in my opinion. But they're cool to play with. I mean, Buffalo Vice was just all over everybody. Like, they're overall just a good team, in my opinion. They were just all over everything.
Yeah, I mean, 35-6, that's usually what it is. Like I said, touch on the tight ends thing, 38-8. Tight ends is back. Tight ends is back.
Definitely with Roback.
I think they scored.
Not that I know that they were ever gone, but they're definitely back.
In your world, they were never gone. Last year, they were really gone. They were awful.
Oh, yeah.
They just had, like, they've been, like, at the top of the heap. They won the D1 championship, lost in the championship.
disbanded.
1-8. And then they're back.
Okay.
Well, no, all these girls went on the IR with pregnancy, which kind of ruins anything. And then Robin went away, but now Robin's back, apparently. Robin is back. So that's bad news.
And Maddie
news
brought his dog this week.
Yeah, Jarvis was at the fields.
They got new mom strength now, too.
Yeah, right?
They're not back yet. Emily didn't pop yet, so she's close. I know she's close.
She was at the fields this week, too, though.
She was
at the
fields. She wants to play.
She looks like she's ready to pop.
She's still doing, like, all these intense training workouts. Like, yeah. I think she said she's 9.5 months pregnant at this point.
Yeah, I think she's got, I think they said, like, 2 weeks left.
Ah, there's the stretch run.
Congratulations are right around the corner, then.
Right? So close, so close. Bullet Club 46, 716-26. Everybody showed up for us. Jeff Eason was slinging it beautifully. Things are going well this season, so I don't know how to react after so many seasons of being just real bad. But things are good. Tom Hughes was catching balls. Pete is amazing. New guy Nate just figured out how football works, and he's fantastic. Ashley Bauer had 3 touchdowns, so like it was we were all over the place.
Oh, no, not new guy Nate. I'm thinking about your quad guy? Yeah.
Quad.
Was that new guy Nate? Yeah, new guy Nate. He's healthy now.
Yeah, that's what it is. He tore his quad last year, and like nobody, he played 2 games. He was a quarterback at DePew. We're having him play receiver because he's tall. Abysmal hands. I just yelled at him, get gloves. He didn't believe me. Played 2 games, hurt his quad, but never told anybody, so just didn't show up for 7 weeks. Like, oh, this guy doesn't give a shit about football. That's fine. Happens occasionally. What are you going to do? Shows up for the last 2 weeks of the season last year. Plays really amazing in the last 2 games, including the playoffs. I'm like, all right, maybe there's something here. He's excited as hell to play. He shows up with gloves. He's making picks like 2 feet off the ground, diving. He looks like a whole new player. It's amazing. We got to probably start PED testing, honestly. I don't know what else it could be.
Gloves are a game.
Gloves are a game.
They really are. Like, and I yell at him all the time. I fucking told you. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, kids don't listen, old man. That's a problem. I have experience in this shit. And then shout out to, oh, God, who is the guy on 716? Dante? Dante Ridgeway, I want to say. This kid could catch everything. He is like he was mossing people. Like they had 26 points, and most of it was because of him. Like he had some incredible catches. Plus, Derek can just throw it through a wall if he really wanted to. But they struggle with getting people.
Yeah,
he. Oh, it's definitely not John Langley. Trust me. But
he's not even second.
He's not. He's gonna barely push top five. But that was it. But Dill's untouchables was really exciting. I got to watch part of it.
Yeah.
Because it was on the field next to us. This game went back and forth, back and forth. Burr's driving with the untouchables are up, and it's 6-0, and he couldn't find anybody up in the end zone, and Travis chases him down and gets a sack. So Dills gets the ball back with, like, time running out. Long story short, on the last play of the game, Travis throws, like, a half field, like Hail Mary, and, of course, Rogo, in his 62 years of experience, knew right where to be and caught it. Dills went on a walk-off.
Wow.
It was a hell of a game. Like, between the yeah, exactly. Those two teams beat the shit out of each
other. Although I have to say, I wish Topper was here with the stats because I want to see untouchable stats for the season.
Well, you know that you have to be the stat person now.
I will bring my computer next time. I didn't know that was
You know what? It has to be on
it. It has to be now, yeah.
Because it can't be Jeff. He's just not here
he
all the time.
Never shows up, yeah.
Well, it's our fault for just, again, we did this on a Wednesday. Sorry, everyone. But let's just move on to 11 o'clock.
All right, we have tight ends in motion 47 against the Legends 16. Can't touch this 38 against practice squad 32. Spinelli's plumbing 54 against Travis Henry's kids 30. Not so sticky 38 against two tutties 27. Woodpeckers 24 against passing while intoxicated 24.
Can I assume that nobody saw anything?
I saw.
I played in the not so sticky game.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do tell.
It was a really good game. It was a little back and forth in the beginning, and then Christine threw for a drive, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She threw an amazing touchdown to me in the end zone, actually. That was great. And then we had another stop and go on the sidelines that Rag threw. That was another gender touchdown. It was really good. Oh, it was a really fun game, honestly. Everyone had a really good time. So
both teams played hard.
Yes.
Good.
Both teams played hard.
I love it. Woodpeckers... They don't quite win. Was that the game you watched?
I watched 3 games.
So do tell. You know what? You take over. I don't need to talk.
Well, Woodpeckers passing well intoxicated. PWI had Ryan Dombrowski throwing.
Okay.
I don't know where their real QB was, but he was doing.
He was at the bar.
Oh, he was at the bar.
Buddy, probably.
Probably. Oh no, Buddy was playing receiver.
Yeah, Buddy was playing receiver this week. Oh, okay. They were trying something new because he had told me that at breakfast.
Woodpeckers. Never seems to have their people.
No, they don't.
Ever. So they had, like, Newman rushing. They had Mosier and company playing on the field.
Yep, that's true. They had Steve and his wife playing.
Which I really think helped Woodpeckers with the experience to be able to. And then passing while intoxicated, I think her name's Sarah, Ryan's girlfriend.
Sure.
Stellar fucking catch in the end zone. her foot went out, so it wasn't.
You hate to see it. Was that on a touchdown or like a conversion?
It was a touchdown.
Better field awareness, you know? Better field awareness.
And then,
body control. Something
I guess, you know? Get them next time.
Spinelli's.
Talk shit about everyone. Just keep it up.
I love it. Spinelli's versus Travis Henry's. There's not much to say here.
Spinelli just keeps scoring.
Finally couldn't.
John was struggling there.
Yeah. But the best part of this game is I don't know their names, but two kids on Spinelli's have freaking sick mullets.
Sick mullets?
Nice. Yeah. They're officially back. They are back in a big way.
They never went away.
One kid was making play after play. I was like, that's because you have a fucking mullet. I'm like, let that thing out and put a fucking headband on it.
Nice.
That's the way it should be.
Nice.
I love
all that. Can't touch this practice squad. Practice squad just like wasn't covering their girls.
So. Excuse me. I talked to B a little bit because I like fucking with him a lot because he's a Jets fan. So like immediately I just talk shit to him.
Boo.
But that's fine. People make mistakes. But I go B because like practice squad. I think they're like 1-4-1 now. And I was like, all right, that's getting a little weird because they've been pretty good for 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons now.
Yeah.
Like B, what's the difference? And he's basically just said like the jump from D4 to D3. You wouldn't think it'd be that much, but it is. He's like the shit that worked for him in D4. It's closing faster now in D3, you know, or the guys are getting, like the cuts are a little sharper. So their defense is off and like all this other stuff. So it's just the entire team trying to adjust to essentially a faster game.
Right.
And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, they came from what D6 up to through D5 and D4 and now they're in D3. Mm-hmm. And I mean, D3 is a little D2-ish because D2 is a little D1-ish right now with all the, all the people playing on two teams and all their jazz. So
I feel like if they figured out their defense, they'd be better off. Because I just watch like play after play, and I'm like, why did that girl get like 10, 15 yards? Why isn't somebody on that girl?
I don't know. Why isn't you? Go consult. That's what Lenny would do.
The age-old question.
Go be a consultant. I did say that to them. So we'll see if they adjust this week.
our former commissioner for life, because I guess that means he's not commissioner, or Leonard Elba, before he passed away, he started the league with Topper. He would pick a team in like the lower divisions who were doing something like this and making a mistake, and he would go consult them. He's like, I'm a consultant. This is what I do. So he would stand on the sideline and explain to them why they're doing things wrong, and then it was up to them if they were going to like follow his lessons. And he'd like coach teams.
The information's there. You can lead a horse to water, they say.
It's true. You can't make it fuck or something. I don't know. Not a doctor. Anyway. I said can't touch us play pretty well. I know that too because I forget who told me, but I just know Ryan.
Oh, and then Anthony Battaglia was on that team now too.
He's been on the team. He just hasn't been showing up.
Right. So he was there that week, which I think helped on both sides of the ball because I saw him knock on a couple balls. And
he probably becomes their best player, right?
Yeah.
So I mean that's going to help, of course.
Yeah.
And then tight ends played Legends in a huge game, which was for basically like, the two undefeated teams in D1,
mm-hmm.
and they beat the shit out of them. This doesn't even look like it was a game at all. I don't know why. I thought Joey was at the field, so it can't be that. Like, I don't know
Joey
if they're missing.
There,
yeah. So I don't know if Legends are missing people, or if maybe they're just not good
maybe
anymore.
Maybe they're just off.
I mean, everybody always said last year, like, D1 was just really weak that year. And now tight ends, by getting Robin back and getting their players back, they're kind of like the old D1 where it was a little bit tougher, and now maybe the Legends just weren't up to snuff for it. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I like saying it that way. It's fun. So anyway, let's just move on to noon.
All right, at noon we have the Legends 50 against Scared Hitless 42, No Pun Intended 54 against Free Ballers 29, Superior Moser Squad 26 against Two Tutties 20, Buffalo Vice 32 against Cobblestone 22, Come From Behind 26 against Today's Feast 18.
All right, No Pun Intended 54, Free Ballers 29. Gentlemen, a lot of stuff to talk about apparently, so why don't you give it to me?
Yeah, it was a great game. We had a lot of
touchdowns.
A lot of gender touchdowns. Though.
Amber was fucking.
I think came up big.
Amber, Jamie were both all over the field.
As they should be. They're animals.
And Kyle was wheeling and dealing, and Free Ballers were missing Dylan and George, so we caught them at the right time and ran it up on them.
Who's throwing then?
Newman.
Oh, so I mean, like, the quarterbacks were about the same, so they're only missing George.
Really well in the first half.
Four picks. Yeah.
That feels like your guys weren't getting open in the right spots.
They did have a dude with a mullet that was really fast.
Jared.
Jared has a mullet too. Mullets are all over the place. They're winners of the week.
Viper glasses.
Yeah.
Pit Vipers? Fantastic. That's the way it should be.
He's quick. He's
very quick.
Yeah.
He can't be. That's the mullet.
Yeah, adds at least 5 miles per hour.
Once you equip the mullet, it's like +5 speed immediately.
It's like putting a chip in a car.
We're trying to keep him under the radar still for the third season in a row.
Well, he never shows up, so when he does, it's...
Ooh, this is Jared or that Jake kid?
Jared.
Jared doesn't play in this session.
Yeah, okay. But Jared people know about. He's a kid who gets really fast and he just hurts his ankle and he's done anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So did he get his injury yet?
I don't think he had his injury this season.
He's only played one game.
So we're on our way. Got
yeah,
it.
We're on
our way. First game.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, I mean... This team seems to really be clicking, and I mean it's a new-ish team because I know that Kyle had, no pun intended, you know, a few seasons ago. But with Amber and I mean you guys, like you said, you haven't played before. It seems like you're not having a single issue meshing. Like you guys, even though you've never played together,
no,
it just seems to be like easy peasy.
Yeah, it's coming together real nicely. Spend over the top, and then me kind of an outlet for just a jump ball when we need it, and then Brian across the middle. It's just it's really flowing nicely.
Perfect. Just don't get hurt now. Ruin
it. I'm already hurt. So.
You guys are like, drink some milk, man. I don't know. That's what Ramirez used to say. Let's see. Superior Moser Scott, 26. Two tutties, 20. Also, Jenna, did you ref or see anything here before I just run through it?
I did not ref until one, but okay. I did sub with Cobblestone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw
you. Well, let me say this real quick. Superior Moser Squad wins 26 to 20. The tutties were up 20 points. Riley was throwing at first, and then they switched to Lauren throwing, okay. And she let him on the comeback.
Yeah.
And they came back from 20 points down to win, which I think is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So they won near the end in the heat. And, yeah, the big shout-out to them. So Buffalo Vice 32, Cobblestone 22. Tell me how the game went.
Yeah, I saw something.
The game went pretty good, to be honest. It was really back and forth in the beginning, and then Daryl threw a couple picks. He's really big on just going for those big plays and not
you don't say.
Short stuff down the field. So, you know, he threw a couple picks, and Buffalo Vice was just all over everybody. Like
Chicks did the long ball.
I mean, they were consistently all over everybody. It was hard to get open, and... You know, tough game, but it was a good one.
As a spectator,
go on.
Andy, who is Buffalo Vice's QB,
right.
Just kept throwing to Mark, who I learned his name this week. I used to call him really tall guy because I'm pretty sure he's 6'8".
Yeah. We have a new one, but he's Carlton, so we know that too.
All right, yeah, I know his name now, the other tall guy, Mark.
Yeah.
Not get to that Carlton. Tall guy thing where you have to hate each other.
Yeah. Dominant. Stone, too, had a lot of drop passes, too. Like, there was one play that went right to the end zone that could have easily been a touchdown. It was dropped. So we honestly just kind of had some bad luck.
The old beating yourselves. Such as life, unfortunately. Come From Behind took on today's feast. Come From Behind's playing real well.
Oh, I saw that game.
Are they coming from behind, or are they winning outright?
Well, did they win straight up here? You tell me. You saw the game.
I saw the first half, and in the first half, one team would go down and score, the other one would come down and score. And so, but right before first half, Come From Behind went up, and then they just took it the rest of the game.
So they came from behind.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Living
they
up to
what
head.
They're supposed to do.
That's good. That's
I mean,
good.
But they've been doing it literally. I want to say this is probably the oldest team in the league. Not just like average age, but like have been around for forever.
Okay.
If you figure TSL's been around since 2011, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. That's
I think,
what the shirt says.
I don't read the shirt. And then I think they might have been around since the start.
Okay.
I mean, it's really close. It's been the same people. I mean, if
good
you look
for
at
them, awesome.
They're just old. Like, it's great because now you know they're all older now, so now they're playing with like their kids too, and it's
cool.
It's just generational talents.
Absolutely.
So it's fantastic. Like Paul plays quarterback for him still. Paul, I think he's like 60 something,
yeah.
Just slinging it.
Okay.
And he throws. He's probably. He might legitimately be in, like, the top 10.
Silver Cannon. Starter.
Yeah. Well, it's still blondish.
Oh.
Ish.
Good genes, too. This guy's winning.
He's got everything. Trust me. He's got everything. Legends 50, Scared Hitless 42. Not much to say about it because I don't know anything about it, but the Legends bounce back after getting their shit kicked in against tight ends earlier. But Scared Hitless should be proud of this output.
Yeah.
Throwing up 42 points is pretty impressive. I know they started out a little slow, but they're adapting to D1 because they moved up this year. Mm-hmm. Did Jamie play in your no punt game? Or did she play with that?
Came
no,
late,
Kelly
I think.
Little played in the no punt game against Free Ballers.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Say that part again.
Kelly Little played in the no punt game against Free Ballers.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, so Jamie didn't play anything. So she was playing for Scared Headless. Obviously, they played pretty well.
Something was going on over there because Johnny was definitely animated about a call.
It was because Ben Stack subbed for Scared Hitless and he was talking shit and Botch was like losing his shit because of it.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. It's football. Get tough. Plus, it's like 80 degrees in the middle in fall now.
People get animated.
Football, social co-ed football is life.
It was fun to
life.
Watch.
I'm telling you. You're here, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Just get used to it, boys. Just strap in. I think that's every game we talked about there, so let's just scroll on to 1 o'clock.
All right. Eyes Downtown 44 against Sticky Bandits 15. No punt intended, 36 against the Dilfs, 21. Cunning Stunts, 51 against Zach Attack, 48. TMA, 43 against Come From Behind, 22. Superior Moser Squad, 41 against Lenny's Ladies, 19.
All right, so I'll jump in real quick for Superior Moser Squad, Lenny's Ladies. Mm-hmm. We were called out sort of in the write-up before the game that because Superior Moser Squad uses a female QB, that since we're a female team, we should just have a female throw.
Yeah, but you have all females.
We have all females.
When they have all male receivers.
No. So they only have... I don't know. It's something like, I think on defense they have to have three women out at all times, but they can have four guys out on offense.
So.
It's irrelevant. Either way, I showed them the snippet just to see what they'd say, and they were like, I want to throw. So it's fine. So the new Maddie is Maddie Norton threw. She threw a touchdown on the first drive.
Well,
that was really well.
Well, okay. She QB'd her.
Yeah, she's
her
stunned.
Team last
She's like quickly become one of my favorite humans.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Val threw. Katie threw at some point. Ashley threw at some point. I want to say so. Like
was
all the girls rotated.
On that team?
Yeah. Exactly. So they all rotated through, and like it didn't matter if we were losing or not because they were just having fun. A lot of times we'd get them down to like six down, and then they'd end up getting a touchdown, which is fine. Steve Moser might have had like seven touchdowns, but it's what it is. But the girls had fun, and honestly, that's all I ever give a shit about. Like I said, I go, hey, it's your team. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I love it. They play all-girl defense. I love it. It's just, we have a blast. I love putting it together, and everything was really fun. So, whatever. Shout out to Spear and Moser Squad. Like I said, the girls, for them, threw really well. But we had a bunch of fun with that one. Let's see here. Cunning Stunts 51, Zach Attack 48. High-scoring affair. Tell me about your team.
They scored, we just scored more.
Come on, be better than that.
So at one point in the game, I remember saying to Sam, like, why aren't they having you? Because Sam's not on the team. Sam
cool.
and her husband. And I'm like, why aren't they having you throw at the end line? Like, I don't get it. Like, for girl points.
Did
like,
she suggest it?
Well, and I said to her, she's like, well, I suggested it last week. I was like, well, I don't understand you're playing a gender team. Like, I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, hurt my gender team here, but if I had you on my team, 100%
right.
I would have you throw anywhere from 10 yards to the... And then she threw a couple, and then
for the listeners that don't know, Sam Latuka has been like one of the OG best girls in the league. She's been around for forever, and I mean that lovingly. She's just always been really, really good. But she could also throw.
Yeah.
And
huge.
When you play a gender team,
huge.
Like every score they get is 8 points. So you can't really get guy touchdowns because you just immediately put yourself in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing a gender team full of great women. Well, you have a girl who can throw. She should be throwing every time because that counts as a gender. But if you're not doing that, you're literally, like she said, just hurting yourself.
Right.
It's just poor planning. So,
but my obviously, I don't want to take away from the Stunts. They played really, really well.
No, it seems like. But I mean, shout out to Zach Attack. I mean, we've been doing this podcast for 8 years, it feels like, at this point. And anytime we've talked about Zach Attack, it's always been like, oh, they win 21-16 because they have great defense and they always struggle to score. But they're just throwing up points. I don't know what the difference is, but... Whatever it is, it's working. So shout out to Zach Attack for putting up 48 points. Even in a losing effort, it's still pretty good. No pun intended, 36. The Dilfs, 21. What do you got, guys?
I mean, that one was a lot of fun. It was pretty close most of the game.
Mm-hmm. We got to shout out John Costa. Hopefully he gets well soon. Rest up, Johnny.
What happened?
He's out for the rest of the season.
He hurt his calf. Yeah.
Like,
he's
tore it?
Yeah, he's in a boot for, I think,
2 weeks.
A severe sprain, I think. He said he's not going to be back for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's on Proto, so...
Yeah,
he's out for us. Yeah.
So he just like pushed off, and his leg said snap.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
He was scared it was his Achilles, but it's not.
It's probably on one of those hills on I think what field two that we always get stuck on. Yeah.
The concrete holes.
He does still plan to show up and rep though. So
for real?
Yes.
That's kind of awesome.
He's
awesome.
He's not weight bearing for 2 weeks though, so I don't know how that's gonna go.
He'll figure it out. He's innovative. He's an East Aurora boy. He'll pull through.
That's really funny. So, you guys had a ton of fun. Who shined? Who was like your killer players? Like
Katie Keller? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't see it. I'm just assuming.
I mean, it was just another game. Everyone really played their role.
Yeah.
Everyone just played their role. It was one of those games. It never really felt like it was in question because we just seemed to mesh at the right time and. Everyone just, you knew someone was going to win a matchup on every play, basically.
We always have, like, some sort of answer, whether, like, I go deep or he's just standing in the end zone and Kyle lofts it up there.
Throw it high.
Like, Amber runs, like, great routes, and, you know, once we're near the end zone, you know, she's going to catch it and get a touchdown.
Yeah. What a good, safe answer out of both of you. Like, you're almost coached to do it that way.
So guys, don't when I invited them out, they're like, I'm going to talk so much shit.
We talk so much shit about how great my team is, and they're all equally best friends.
He runs these deep routes and doesn't even look at me. He'll be like, Trent, can you beat that guy?
Yeah, he makes you go deep, but doesn't mean he can't throw it deep.
Look back. He's not even looking at me.
The ball's already out. Ball's been out for 5 seconds.
He's like, hey, can you go down the sideline?
That's what he did. This is like when I first knew what you looked like. We played each other in Breakfast Club, and he made you do that all the time in our game. And I was just like, this poor guy's just fucking sprinting.
I love being a decoy, but put me a decoy right in the middle and just have me yell with my hands flailing around because I don't want to run that far.
You should snap the ball, take 10 steps because your step is that of a large bird, so like 3 human steps, and just turn around and spin 15 yards.
Yeah.
It's perfect. You get 6 down.
It's the well. We go to it often.
Why not? Wells are down. You go up. It's going to be tough to stop.
It's working for us.
I don't know how people stop you, other than apparently stepping on your left foot. Remember that. Left foot. It doesn't even affect me at all. I'm playing that division. So that was super cool. What else did we talk about? Well, I was downtown playing Sticky Bandits at 1 o'clock and apparently just annihilated him. I don't know what happened there. I didn't get anything from Jeff, but it doesn't look like it went well, and that's probably why he didn't want to talk about it. So shout out to Bobby. And then TMA took on Cumberbatch for the second week in a row. Last week, TMA won by a point. They're the two top D5 teams far and away. This time around, it just went a lot easier. Oh, wait, you know what? I'm talking all this shit, and Prim actually told me what happened in the game.
There we go. There we go.
Typical me.
I did rough that game as well.
Oh, we'll start talking about it while I look up the Prim stuff.
Honestly, they were just all over them. Like, TMA overall just has a very aggressive team, in my opinion. I think they're very well put together, and they were just all over everybody the entire game. And they have nearly an entire team on the sidelines as well, so they have endless people to put in all the time.
Oh, having subs, that's huge.
You know,
it's the craziest thing, right?
They also have Ron Weber, who's so solid.
Well, they didn't this time.
Everyone on their team, honestly, played phenomenal. And even, like, Comfort Behind played really good, too, but they just struggled to keep up with TMA. Comfort Behind this
time. Right, they just couldn't do it. So, like Prim said about Game 1, he said it's absolutely the best team game we've ever played, which I guess for them is kind of saying something because they've had some doozies over the years.
Yeah.
He said even with the absence of Ron Weber, Lauren O'Brien, who I think got hurt, by the way, which is a bummer. I think she's going to be out for a bit more.
Lauren didn't play.
And Diana was gone, too. Yeah, he said our girl subs played lights out, and Vale had an amazing game. Steve Miller was unstoppable on offense, going 8 of 8 over the middle. It's just
Comfort Behind didn't have a lot of people either. I think Molly and Leslie Ironman both games, so I know they just had the two of them.
Well, plus they already played earlier too, which is always in the heat, kind of like affects them, especially when you're older. So here, anyway, so that's all. It's every game at 1 o'clock. Let's move on to 2 o'clock, guys.
All right, we have Buffalo Vice Retro 20 against the Free Ballers 13, Frodo Swaggins 43 against Past Our Prime 41, Get Swifty 29 against Scott Senior Starting 14, Puckett All Stars 46 against Tox 12, Blitzkrieg 21 against Punk Cakes 0, which was a forfeit.
I'm pretty sure that was a forfeit, yeah. So, all right, wow, I think a lot of games we could talk about here. Which one? Who wants to go first? All right, you go first.
Well, I saw the retro game versus Free Ballers.
So, go on.
I just, Derek just wasn't throwing. Derek threw for this game for Free Ballers. He wasn't throwing well. He couldn't hit anybody.
Fair enough. That'll pretty much do it.
Yeah.
So, Buffalo Vice gets 2 wins in 1 week. I think that's their first 2 wins of the season, too. Yeah. So, they're 2-4 or something now. Mm-hmm. But shout out to them for turning
big weekend.
It up. It's huge, honestly.
Yeah.
For all of that, everybody makes the playoffs. It doesn't matter, shit. But seeding, it's huge. I love it. So good work for them. Free Ballers are kind of bums. What are you going to do? George is smiling, but he's smirking because he knows.
They have never won when I haven't played.
Never mind. I'm not even going to start that for you. All right, Frodo Swaggins 43, Past Our Prime 41.
Yeah, this was a crossover game.
It was.
We won. It was a good game. It was definitely back and forth the entire game.
That was high intensity. I was on the field next to it, and it was high intensity.
Right? Yeah. Hey, do you both wear purple?
Yeah.
Did you both wear purple?
Our team wore purple, yes. Their team wore black.
I think, yeah.
Black. Blue.
Blue.
Oh, because that's far from purple.
It was royal blue.
Bring white. Yeah. Every team should just bring white. If you happen to play the team the same color, somebody's good to go.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard. Just leave it in your bag. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. You're going to have to do it once, maybe twice a season. Yep. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. I actually walked away from this game at one point because we were losing, and I was like, maybe if I walk away, we'll start winning. And then I walked to the other field to watch the game next to me, and they started winning, so I turned around. And
now you've announced that you can come back to the team after they find out you're the bad luck charm.
I just said, I literally said that in the card. I was like, I can't come. I'm like, they've literally won every game without me. I can't.
You're actually put into the transfer window, so that's good luck. I made a soccer joke instead of a trade block. Anyway. Get Swifty 29, Scott Senior Starting 14.
So Get Swifty got their revenge on Scotty Dro and the boys out there. They just manhandled us week. It was either one or two. First time we played week together. One. My first game in the league. I think second game. We had a doubleheader that day. But we got our revenge. My brother Michael had, I think, two picks on Scotty.
Is he just as huge as you?
No. He's 6 foot, but he played football in high school.
Which one of you were adopted?
Probably me, if anyone. But Michael played well, and we had Nick Angelo behind center taking snaps, throwing the ball, and he figured it out as the game went on. He ran once, I think, 50 yards behind the line of scrimmage just to throw the ball 60 yards to only go 10 yards total, but it was a great play.
Yeah, I actually saw this game. I want to say that Olivia, I think that's the best game I've ever seen her play.
Oh, yeah. Liv played, had a couple sacks. And coverage. She had to relieve me for coverage because I couldn't run and I was trying to rush. She did a great job stopping him on short and goal from getting a touchdown a couple times. So, really good job to Olivia.
Do you normally rush?
No, but I could not cover, and I knew Scott would pick on me, so I just made him throw over me.
You should rush anyway. You're fucking huge.
Yeah, I think it might be the norm going forward, maybe a little DeMarcus Ware style or something like that.
Not. Like, just your wingspan alone, it's kind of an advantage.
Right.
Yep. Assuming that your girls can keep up with whoever they're covering.
Just got to get Blaze on board. We know how difficult that can be sometimes.
So what you're saying is you like, no pun intended, better.
I don't have any team that I like better than anyone. Just glad to be here.
Why are you shaking your head, Jess?
Both teams played hard.
Thank God this isn't recorded visually, right?
Actually. Just kidding. It almost was. We definitely don't need the video cast ever. I don't care what Topper said. So Frodo with a big win, though. That's cool. In the crossover game, you love that. But Frodo's like a pseudo D1 team anyway.
Also, Get Swifty's first win of the season. Got to put that on there. Yeah, we're in the right category.
I was talking about the wrong game. That's where I've been. So, yeah, Get Swifty finally wins. Scott Sr. started to lose. This feels like every year for them, they win like their first three games, and then they end up like 3-6, but win their playoff game, and then wherever goes after that is something. So I don't know. This is just, I guess it's just following the script for them.
Okay.
And then Puckett All-Stars 46, Tox 12. Tell me about how overwhelmed you were.
We played really good when we first started out. Like, everybody was really into it. We were doing well. We scored on our first drive, and then everybody just died out. I know Aaron was exhausted. Kayla played four games. It was my fifth. Like, everybody was just defeated, and they were all over us. And it was hot, and, you know, it was just a tough game. I mean, once they got us, they pretty much had us the rest of the game, and we just kind of tried to fight our way through. And I think we ended up calling it a little bit early as well, too.
Just to get to the bar, fuck it.
Yeah, we took one last drive just to kind of play it out, and then, you know, just to get some practice in and stuff like that, and then we were pretty much like, yeah, we're done. So
you know what, we've had enough.
Something I think everyone will get a kick out of is, I think on that Tox team, which is the orange team, is my cousin Eric Anger, who's actually probably 5'2", 5'3", maybe.
Well, now I know where the anger.
I'm giving him some credit there.
Now I know where the
anger
comes from.
He says he's never showing up. He literally says he's not coming, and then he shows up like last minute right before the game.
But yeah, my cousin's on that team. So if you ever want to see a funny dynamic of a family, come watch us stand next to each other.
So your family and friends have been a part of this league for a while now, and you're just magically showing up now?
That's right.
What have you been doing before this?
I've just been walking around in the dark for a while.
I knew it. Now you've seen the light, my son. I love it. That's fantastic. Okay, so let's just go to 3 o'clock so we get done with this.
All right, we have Itches and O's 22 against Get Swifty 12, Mountain Doomy 34 against Scott Senior Starting 16, TMA 36 against Let's Get Wrecked 20.
Okay, TMA beat Let's Get Wrecked, but they weren't really giving much of a shit. I know they were screwing around. It was Ricky's birthday, so they had actually planned for the first play that they were going to throw it to him, and then as soon as he was tagged, everybody ran over and just silly stringed the shit out of him.
Yeah. So he was awesome.
Well, it's hilarious, except that it's also not hilarious because when he fell to the earth, he landed on his shoulder wrong and dislocated it or something. He fucked his shoulder. I saw at the Bills game, he's in a sling. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. I think he did leave to go get an X-ray.
No, he refused to for a while, and then finally I think Doreen yelled at him enough that he went to go. All so right. That was something.
That like
but yeah, he got silly string, so happy birthday. Here's some medical bills.
Damn.
He'll be fine.
He'll be good. He'll be good. Come back stronger.
So yeah, so TMA just kind of like walked all over him, which is fine. Mountain Doomy 34, Scott Senior Starting 16. Like we just said, Scott Senior Starting just played. They got beat by Get Swifty. Then they play Mountain Doomy, who are just a bunch of fast little blonde kids.
Quick.
Yeah, see, it's so terrible. Like
they're such an athletic team.
So they just kind of like buzzsaw through you, and then and they just wore them down. I think we got a plan this week. I don't want to do that. Anyway, itches and O's 22, get swifty 12. So the highest of highs and the lowest of lows?
Yeah, definitely. I tried to pull out for that last game. I got one touchdown, just kind of throw it up sort of deal. Nick threw it up in the corner. But then after that, my right leg actually locked up. Hamstring issue and then like outside of the knee. So I couldn't really walk, and Steve was able to, you know, come back on us and get the win. So
that's why you need to hydrate people.
He's falling apart. We're going to take you behind. Yeah,
need water.
Take you behind the barn real soon. It's a wrap.
Old Yeller me for sure.
That's terrible. So shout out to Itches and O's for getting that win, because I know they started off slow, but now they're starting to rack together some wins. So that was the day of football. Football is fun. It is hot. Like I said, everybody seemed to have a blast. So we'll move on into our winners and losers portion. Are you guys familiar to how this part works? You only like half listened, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the table.
I have no idea how this part works.
So we're going to go around the table. Everybody's going to talk about their winners for the week. You know, you can shout out whoever had a good week or whatever you want. And then we'll go around the table and do losers if anybody kind of like was a bum or whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
And then after that, just to keep you prepared while you're thinking about it, we'll do our final thoughts. And the final thought round will just be, it'll be about football, it'll be at the league, how you enjoy being a part of it. If you want to just talk about regular life, you want to talk about your fantasy football thing we were talking about, like any bullshit you want to like spit out, that's your time to just say whatever you want. So we're going to start with winners. I'm going to give you a second, so we're going to go this way. George doesn't get one because he wasn't here, so Emily, you get to do the first one.
Winners? Okay, my winner is Emily Curry because she is ready to have a baby, and she is still here on the fields.
Woo!
Supporting. And she looked great.
Yeah, I know.
So
like,
she's my winner.
Like, yeah, no, that's a really good reason. I mean, that was pretty quick. So I was trying to hope you said more so they could have a little more time, but it's fine.
We'll
Jenna, what you got?
My winner of the week has to be Riley Moser.
Okay.
I think she's just been doing a phenomenal job stepping up this season. I mean, she's got her new team. She's been roughing a bunch. She roughed our game at 2 o'clock by herself for the first 10 minutes almost while Zach Attack finished their game. We had one of their guys roughing, so she was doing it all. And honestly, she's just been doing an amazing job this season stepping up. So she's my winner this week.
Fantastic. Spend, I think we're saying it wrong again. Fuck me, yeah, I don't care. Spend, whatever, man.
I'm
Bendy.
Say Amber from MPI, she like came up huge in both games. She the biggest play that stood out to me was that, remember that sack she had?
Mm-hmm.
They said it wasn't.
It was for a turnover on downs.
And then tagged him, and then literally the next play she actually like sacked him right after that. And she's nursing like an ankle injury the whole day and scored maybe three.
She stepped in a concrete hole and traveled
off
the field.
That sucks.
Like three or four touchdowns and a couple sacks. Like,
she also had like
a
nasty snag the past week. Like he threw it behind her and she just like grabbed it.
Yeah, she's still getting better at football too. Because again, what is it, like her third season or something?
Yeah.
It hasn't been very long. So shout out to her for being amazing.
I think her first session was a COVID one. So
Carlton.
I got to say all three of my teams. I mean, no pun intended, going 2-0. Breakfast Club, Amber Alert, pulling it off in miraculous fashion, which I heard about when I arrived to the field late. And then Get Swifty getting in the right, getting on the board for their first win of the season. You know,
ever.
All three little positives.
Hey, that's a pretty good week. Can't complain about that.
Yeah.
My winner of the week almost counteracts Jenna's because I'm giving it to Lauren Moser. We played against her in Breakfast Club, and even though she's, I want to say, approximately 5'4", like
I'm 5'4", she's smaller than me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're 5'4"?
Yeah.
I feel like you're taller than that.
She must
you have
be
a bigger
like
personality.
Foot.
Either way, Lauren's out there, like, we were playing Breakfast Club, and again, they only had five people for this first drive, and the quarterback, I forget who their quarterback
Derek.
Is.
Well, Derek threw. I don't know who their quarterback is. But
what's Derek
Steve.
Throwing for us? Well, it doesn't matter.
For special case, it's Steve.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh, he didn't play Breakfast Club, though. So they're throwing it to her, and it's going a little high, and she is getting up and making these catches, and it was just like she was catching everything. She was playing phenomenal. And then I watched her throw for the girls' team, or not the girls' team, but the Superior Moser squad. Riley would start, and she'd do okay, but like Lauren, when she was throwing, the team moved the ball a lot better. Like she knew she was doing a little bit better, and she was slinging it, and it was great. And she deserves a lot of credit. She caught one ball and burned past, I want to say, Steph, and just took it 75 yards, but actually got tagged like just before the end zone because Maddie Norton's really, really fast. But she made plays both sides of the ball, could throw real well, and probably not getting as much credit as like the other Mosers in the league. So I wanted to give her a shout out because she's been awesome. Every time I've watched her play, she's been great. So shout out to her. Let's move on to losers.
My loser is Jeff Kroll, and I know he had reason.
You said it with your whole head. Jeff Kroll.
I know he had reason every week not to be here, but this is his third week in a row not being here.
Yeah, he's probably got good.
We miss you, Jeff.
Do you? Do you know who Jeff is?
I don't even think I know who Jeff is. But there's a chair open over here for you.
It's true. George is in it, though. It's fine. John, what do you got?
So it's actually kind of funny. I've been thinking about this all day because I couldn't come up with a loser. And my loser is actually Jeff Kroll as well.
Yes!
For not bringing the Huggies for the Huggy Bombs for Not So Sticky this week.
It's literally the only reason that team exists.
And I have brought them the last 2 weeks, and I did not bring them this week. But I feel like it's not my job as much as it's his, so I have to give it to
good
you.
Good job pulling the slack, though. Pulling the rope. That's good on you, John. Yeah.
That's so
except
funny.
I've not been buying the vodka. That's definitely like,
change my winner to Jenna for bringing the Huggy Bombs.
Well, did you get one? It was no. Like a half win.
I don't drink, so
really
no Huggy Bombs for me.
And you're in this league?
Yeah, sir.
I'm pretty impressed.
That might be why the body's hurting.
That's true. You feel things. The rest of us don't feel it. That's the problem. Ben, what you got for your loser of the week?
I don't know. That's tough. I don't want to like call anybody out.
You're supposed to.
That's
it's
exactly
fine.
What you're supposed
so I'm just going to say.
Get in there, Ben.
Kyle's going to be my loser of the week.
As he should be. He got beat up by Jay-Z.
Keep that quarterback one humble.
He went 5-0 on the day, but just him making me run deep and not even looking my way.
He didn't even throw to you once?
No, he does, but he'll just do it to distract people and then back to back, so I'm exhausted. And then he just throws
you look like you're in shape. I think you'll be okay.
I'm still tired.
Drink more water. It's fine. That's fantastic. All right, Carl, what do you got?
My loser is Carlton's left foot.
Because genetics.
That sucks. And, yeah, I was looking forward to, you know, having a bunch of good plays this weekend, both sides of the ball, and not having the body wanting to cooperate does not bode well. But we'll figure it out going forward. Yeah. Still having a great time.
That's fantastic. My loser of the week is, I forgot who I had here. I don't want to make it Jeff Kroll. I kind of want to make it Topper, but he's in Ireland right now.
Oh, he's probably listening to this. Buddy. He's going to listen.
I'm talking more because I forgot exactly what I was going to say, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but it doesn't really matter. Shit. That's okay. It's my
Mine
show.
Mine should have been Topper for not
it's your show.
Stats. It's my show. I can just do whatever I want.
Do whatever you want.
Hey, welcome to the next 5 minutes of me thinking, assholes.
How about the Breakfast Club captains for not making any bets?
That is a good
except
one.
Except for me and Amber. Yeah, we had a bet this week.
So, because to new people to Breakfast Club, the captains are supposed to make a bet every single game.
Yeah. Every week.
Like, it was be mimosa pitchers or shots or.
I'm like,
wait, not only did we come back, but we won a bet?
No, they're not making the bets. That's. Oh, you made a bet.
Also, Becca mentioned that.
Like they used to do it all the time.
Amber and I had a bet this week. The loser had to wear a shirt that said "My Breakfast Club team sucks."
Oh, she wore it too.
Yes. No. And, you know, I actually walked past Garrett around like probably 3 o'clock. It was right towards the end of the day, and he looked right at me. He goes, "No, we don't." And he got so upset. And then no, on the back, don't. It said, "I am the worst captain." So.
Oh, it was that was
so
this
we did
needs
that
to be
this
enforced.
Week.
But like they used to do, there was one thing for like it was an Emily versus Emily game, and they had to write a poem about who the better Emily was.
Yeah, the better
well,
Emily.
We need to bring these. Back.
Yeah, we used to do this. It used to just be bra bets where the losing captain would have to give
we
the bra.
Kelly, how many bras did you lose?
It's true. That's we what did we that did. We got Kelly year. Little, who's like the best Breakfast Club captain of all time at this point.
Yeah.
And she came back in the chat to start stirring up some shit. So hopefully that'll get you clowns
moving. We
did that
last season because Scott Klusman made that poll that we brought to the field every
yes,
week
the bra
that
poll.
Hung up all the bras. Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened with that, but
it's at Scott's house.
I'm sure
just
it is.
Right next
cool.
to
for sure
I know right
need
where
it back.
Well, duh, all the bras are like, hey,
it's pretty easy. They're attached to some
so
ceiling.
So we did
fantasy.
That last year, and that was an ongoing bet all season, so that was great.
I love it. So yeah, my losers are the Breakfast Club captains for not being more fun.
Except me and Amber.
Apparently.
You're here. You're
it's
here.
Just a shirt. Do something cooler. Surprise me. All right. So that brings us to final thoughts, which is pretty good timing right now. We're about 50 minutes in. Like I said, this is going to be about anything you want it to be it about the league, be it whatever you have questions, you want to bring something up that's on your mind, just go nuts. Em, what you got?
So I might be rambling a little bit, but I am not super stoked that I got hurt. Obviously, nobody wants to get hurt. But blessing in disguise, because this is the first time that I haven't played, so I've been walking around. Normally, I play 5-6 games a week, and so I don't really get to talk to anybody new. And this is the first session I actually get to talk to everybody. I get to walk around, learn people's names, and so not so great I got hurt, but I'm very glad I meet new people.
You do good.
If I didn't, I wouldn't have never met these two fine gentlemen here. So,
where?
Nice. Yeah.
All these
appreciate guys. That,
but it's true though. I mean, I know what you're saying because, like, well, we'll get into my final thought later. Is that all you got?
That's it,
Jenna. Take your time.
So we're about halfway through the season, a week over halfway through the season, about, right?
Yeah, because we're going into week
last
6.
Week was
week 5 mark. Was, yeah, halfway.
I think overall it's been a good season so far. I mean, it's definitely been a tough season for attendance. I know that for sure. It's been tough
like
for
everyone
my team.
Across
yeah,
the board.
Yeah, everyone is
weddings
just,
and
maybe when weather breaks, it'll pick up a little bit.
Weddings, Bills games. I bet you people will be gone because it'll be in Miami.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
Yeah, my team's already missing almost everybody. Like, we're going to Iron Man our doubleheader this entire next week.
Sounds brutal. At least it'll be 42 degrees when the day starts on Saturday.
So, you know, but it's overall, it's been fun. I think people are starting to hang out more now that it's getting towards, you know, the end of September and plans are starting to die down. So I think we'll finish out the season really good.
We might have started too early. Maybe like a week or two, but it's hard to say.
You know, I think, I know you guys were concerned with frost for like Breakfast Club and stuff, but even in the spring, like, it's always wet on the ground, you know, so.
I don't make those decisions.
Yeah, but I remember like before COVID, we used to have it go all the way like first, second, third week in November, and there was like literal snow on the ground.
We've had championship games in the snow. And
yeah.
That's literally what we're trying to avoid,
what are we
though.
Doing?
You know? Yeah, no, we're good. No, yeah. No need for that. Yeah.
Right, you're gonna break something else too.
Yeah,
at this point.
I'm like glass.
Yeah, you like glass.
The colder it gets, the more easy it is to break.
Just hit the ground, just shatter like an ice cream.
On this concrete, yeah.
Austin is here. Right. So Ben, this is your time. Say whatever you need to say.
I mean, I'm pumped about that Bills win on Monday.
Let's fucking go.
Nervous about Sunday because it's a short week, a lot of injuries. It's, you know, my first year in this league. First year playing like a co-ed like football league, so it was, I didn't know what to expect, and like the whole touch aspect. Only ever played flag.
Do you like it?
Yeah, so I was gonna say, like, I thought it was gonna be weird it being touch, like, you know, with flag it seems like it's faster, but I honestly don't really even see a difference. You know, it's like the same most of the time. If you don't get the flag, you touch them anyway, so it seems about the same. And then the girls are awesome.
Like fucking ball,
some, like,
right?
Really, yeah. Crazy plays during one of our games on that field right next to two. Some girl got just like blasted over and still had the ball in her hands. I was like, holy, you know?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
And so it's awesome to just play with everybody, and everyone here is really cool, so.
Oh, it's adorable. Top that.
He says it now.
No, I've been basketball my whole life. Limited, I mean, volleyball was the ticket to get out of Buffalo and kind of play collegiately. I screwed that all up. Had a little too much fun not going to class and perusing the local markets, as they say. But it was a humbling experience, and now, you know, just looking for anything to stay athletically in shape. Football I've always loved, but this league's incredible. Just the co-ed aspect of it, and everyone, the talent pool is just absurd, honestly. So it's really neat. I'm glad to be a part of it. Wish my body would cooperate a little bit more, but we'll get there.
So I'll ask you guys this. Are you in the spot now where, like, you tell your friends who aren't in it, and they, like, don't get it? Because, like you said, like, you're coming from flag, and you're like, oh, women and co-ed and touch, like, how is this going to work? Is it going to be shitty? Is it going to be weird? And you're like, oh, it's actually kind of awesome. So, like, but if you explain that to somebody who doesn't know what it's about, they're going to have the same feelings. So you have to be like, no, trust me. This is kind of sweet. And are you trying to, are there, like, other people in your life now?
It's
like,
across the board, both responses. I've had people that are really interested about it, and I've actually offered to bring them as subs, but it's not a part of the approved subs list or something like that. And then other people are like, whoa, what's that? Like, everyone, I mean, that I've talked to is just kind of interested about it.
Well,
though.
You can bring them to our Halloween
bowl. There we go.
Oh god, we gotta get
play then, right?
We really gotta get moving on that. Yeah. Gordon's gonna start throwing punches, but it's fine. Yeah, so what you're saying is you got people that are gonna sign up soon for like next year.
Yeah I could field a team, probably D4.
Ooh, look out world.
Yeah,
I love it.
I kind of had this conversation last weekend actually with a friend. I'm not gonna like call him out just because, you know, when I like said that it was co-ed, you know, he kind of like rolled his eyes a little bit, like, oh, you know,
scoffed at you.
I get it.
And I told him straight up, I go, some of those girls will like smoke,
cook you.
Yeah. Your shit. It's amazing.
There, like, you know, you're not even gonna, you know, they'll guard you, no problem.
100%. I've said this before on the podcast, but my favorite thing is when you're playing with the girls, and I'm just throwing for the all gender team. And they're just like, oh, these are just girls, it'll be fine. And then they just slice and dice them and score a long touchdown or something. And they're just like, oh, shit.
And
okay.
Then they all yell at each other.
They get
really
mad.
Stop.
And how are we just losing to girls?
Spinning around.
Well, it's because you're terrible at defense. That's why you're losing to girls. But don't blame them. That's fine. But, yeah, so my final thought is it's kind of along Emily's lines. Like, it's been cool, like, meeting new people. Like, meeting you guys has been fantastic. Meeting the new people on my Breakfast Club team. And just actually having Breakfast Club in the fall, I think, is actually as awesome as we thought it would be. And I feel like that means we're just going to ramp it up for spring, too. My only other thoughts have to do with, like, we're going to have the indoor league. I know that. We didn't get any dates for that yet, but we play at Sportsplex in North Tonawanda, because as you can tell, when you come to the Rose Garden, they didn't build their indoor facility quite yet. So they got the pieces to the
puzzle.
Yet they
Someday.
they're not putting it together, and I don't know why. But that's not really for me to decide. So we'll have that in the winter, so we'll still do some of that stuff. And then we gotta wait for Topper to come back from Ireland, because I'm pretty sure we're going to have a banquet real soon, because
yeah.
We haven't had a banquet in three sessions now. Mm-hmm. And basically the best way I can explain this is that it's a wedding without the wedding.
It's yeah.
So we
fun.
You show up, dress up, and we get hammered.
Yes,
and then you dance the night away. Like, you're going to come into this like room where you would normally have a reception, but we're going to have like a 30-foot minion, a giant Peter Griffin,
nice.
A giant, like, we have blow-ups, cookie monsters. I'm not, like, it's
nice.
It's the best time ever. Usually it's at a hotel. People just stay there. Sometimes, depending on where we end up staying, we go out afterwards, and it's just a night of just getting smashed and having a blast,
it's
honestly.
A
little bliss for the
it's,
boys.
It's the best
and girls.
Night of the week. It's the best night of, like, the year, and because COVID kind of, like, ruined the last two, we got to have, like, an even bigger one for, like, now. It's going to be...
And then me and CJ here, it's going
right,
to be
that's
like,
what I'm
our
saying.
Inaugural...
Yes, it's gonna be another one for a lot of people, though. Like, anybody who started in the league over the past 2 years has
Georgia
never experienced this.
One, yeah.
See, exactly.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of people. So it might get nuts, and it might be awesome. So we got to work out the details, but it's coming, because we still have our deposit from last year. It's coming. But with that, thank you everybody for tuning in. Thanks for spending the last hour of your lives with us. It was a blast. Thank you guys for showing up. It was super awesome of you. You didn't
thanks
have to
for
do
having
it.
Us on.
Hey,
thanks.
I really appreciate it. Anybody who wants to come on. I appreciate it. New people, of course, because I like hearing your stories and getting to know you, because you guys are fucking rad, and now people know how to say your name, right?
They're not gonna, but they know.
At least they know.
Bendy. Anyway, he's gonna fight me.
There you go.
He's gonna kill me. He's really big. He got muscles. But anyway, I gotta stop. I love you guys. I love this league. I'm looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday, where we'll actually apparently feel like a fall day. So that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
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 In Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
So incredible. A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.